Shores, El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
People are often challenged with taking care of themselves.
Frankly, boggles the mind how swift that water was.
I sincerely apologize and officially apologize for...
She's definitely a tramp. She's just nasty.
Famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. It's a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Not only do we know what we're talking about, we're funny. We're informative and we're here every night. All the way, baby, till 4 a.m. out east and 1 a.m. out here. And we take you through the looking glass, the best way to find that truth that we always say is our bitch. World famous Phil Hendry show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'd like to invite you to join us online at philhendryshow.com because our radio show, probably as much if not more so than any other radio show, is connected to the World Wide Web. We're all over the social networking sites because that's just the kind of perverted people we are. We're on Twitter. We have twitter.com/PhilHendryShow, twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. That's my personal Twitter account. We also are on Facebook at facebook.com/PhilHendry and our website, philhendryshow.com, where right now you can see live streaming video of the show as well as listen to live streaming audio of the show. And then you can go over to Twitter and talk about the show. And you can go over to Facebook and find out a little bit more about just exactly who I am and you know, get worried about that. So it's real time, baby, the whole thing, you know, right here at philhendryshow.com. Check it out. Get a backstage pass. So we were talking last hour, and we'll continue to talk about what I think is an amazing story, and that is the story of Abby Sunderland. Excuse me. Abby is 16 years of age, as you know. She has taken this sailboat, attempted to take this sailboat of hers, this 40-foot Wild Eyes, a sloop, a single mast, around the world. The parents of Abby Sunderland were forced to defend themselves today and defend their decision to allow this Thousand Oaks teen to sail by herself around the world, saying their daughter was prepared. Now, when I say they were forced, well, you know what that means. They went on Good Morning America. And generally what that means is you've got to answer a lot of stupid questions. And, of course, this was no exception. They were speaking on morning TV programs. They said that Abby's journey was no more dangerous than other activities the teenagers do, and that she proved to them that she was up to the challenge. Here she is, I should say, here they are, mom and dad on CNN's morning show. Abby's mother, Marianne, talks about the safety precautions that were taken into account before letting Abby sail around the world.
We know the risks that are involved, and with technology, the choice of boat, having a meteorologist following her trip and guiding her, routing her, you minimize as many risks as you can, and you know there's always a possibility of some kind of accident, like Abby had yesterday. But again, her boat is designed to remain afloat with watertight bulkheads. She has all the safety equipment on board if she had to abandon ship. So although you hate to think of them using it, you know that it's there, and you know that they know how to use it, and they can be rescued.
In a moment, we have Justin McElroy. He's a high school student from L.A. Canyon High School to talk about one of his peers, his contemporaries, Abby Sunderland. On ABC's Good Morning America, Abby's dad, Lawrence, defends himself against critics who say it was inappropriate to let a 16-year-old daughter go out on a journey on her own, even though these people couldn't, they probably don't even have a rubber duck in their bathtub.
People that know me know that this wasn't an easy decision to make. It was made very carefully, and Abigail had to prove herself beyond a shadow of a doubt that she was more than competent of undertaking this job. You know, let's face it, life is dangerous. How many teenagers die in cars every year? Should we stop every teenager from driving a car? I mean, with the logic that these people are using, it doesn't make any sense, because if their logic was followed through in every facet of life, teenagers wouldn't be driving cars, they wouldn't be enjoying life.
Exactly, Dad, and I'm glad that we cut it off before the boar from ABC could jump in there. We have on the line with us Justin McElroy. He's a 16-year-old high school student. You're the same age as Abby Sunderland, Justin, and you are also a signatory as a member of your student council to a World Youth Movement white paper on global warming. You don't necessarily see her attempted solo sail as a good thing, do you?
Not really, Mr. Henry. We're part of a worldwide group of students representing student prefectures and student councils around the world. Our concern, of course, is what we consider to be unaddressed reality of global warming. When we see a fellow student or another young person who goes off on some, you know, adventure to impress the adult, you know, political establishment and get her name in the newspaper and sort of, I guess, in one way, sort of kiss up to the adult political establishment, we're very disappointed.
Do you see Abby Sunderland as doing that, or don't you just see? I mean, isn't it possible that all she did was get in a sailboat and say, "Geez, I'd really like to go around the world in a sailboat"?
Well, it doesn't seem very likely because the reality for teenagers today is that our interests are much different from, going in a sailboat or whatever you want to call about it. What we do is we do a lot of gaming. We're very interested in that aspect of entertainment. We enjoy movies. We enjoy music. We do use the social networking sites with videos as well as audio and exchanging music and things like that. So for her to go in a sailboat is very unusual, and it's not what teenagers do.
Well, do you think that she was coerced?
No, sir. I don't think that at all.
So you're saying that most teenagers, social networking sites.
I'm just saying that if you know about the habits of people my age, we don't go around the world on a sailboat. I mean,
What you're telling me is you're saying that the pursuits are the more, I suppose, mainstream pursuits are gaming, as you mentioned, music, as you mentioned, the social networking sites, and the.
And a lot of communication. There's a lot of smartphone communication, but nowhere in the youth culture of today are you going to see someone going, I want to go and be, on a sailboat or something. So I don't think that. That's a normal thing.
No, but my question was, do you think she's been coerced?
No, I don't think so.
So why? This political thing you're saying?
Yeah, I think she saw an opportunity to, first of all, I think she saw an opportunity to distance herself from normal, regular, I guess, young people, and make us sort of, I guess, look lazy or disorganized so that she can, create more political cachet for herself. I mean, I think if you do what she was planning on doing, and I mean, I have to say that we escape, by just a hair on our chin, if you want to say, if she'd gone around the world on that sailboat, the political cachet that she'd have would have made every young person in America and the world, look like a drug addict, or I don't know what you want to say.
Oh, you really think that? I mean, just because she achieved something like that, you think it redounds on to you as a young person, your generation, you guys look bad.
I think that right now our most biggest concern, as I said, was the World Youth Movement's white paper on global warming, and that's what all the student councils have been involved in, and I mean everywhere, and all of a sudden out of nowhere comes this California, girl, who probably thinks she's all, surfer girl or something, or I don't know what.
Why? It sounds to me like you really there's a hostility here.
No, but I have no hostility. I think the hostility is probably on her side, that every other teen and every other person in my generation who is engaged in other activities has to look and see her, kiss up.
Well, it's a one hell of a Justin and Justin McElroy joining us. He's a junior class president at L.A. Canyon High School. It's a hell of a kiss up to try to sail around the world.
Well, I think it takes a lot to insinuate or insert yourself into the adult political establishment. I think you need to, you got to really do a lot. And I believe to that extent, she tried to do that, but she wasn't able to. But in the meantime, she made a lot of us look like just, I mean, drug addicts and like we're all doing balloons and going to raves and playing video games, you know, of people being butchered. And while I do, I mean, I enjoy it, you know, but...
All right, well, let me ask you this before we take our break, Justin.
Well, you're going to take a break before I've been able to say what it... to get the words out the way I want to.
No, I'm going to ask you, what are you, who are you? If Abby Sunderland is somebody that's going to sail around the world to try to increase her cachet with the adult political establishment, what are you doing?
Well, what I'm doing is I am doing what everybody should do on my age, and that's sign the white paper on global warming and insist that the outgoing generation of adults and everything like that do something about global warming before we inherit a world that it'll be too late. And Abby Sunderland is going to be all the, you know, everyone's going to love her because she failed and no one did anything about the global warming, that we signed a paper about.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Justin McElroy, a high school student from L.A. Canyon High School, and you heard his philosophy. It's basically that Abby Sunderland was trying to increase her cachet with adults by doing something daring. She's making other teenagers look like drug addicts and losers, and really the agenda for young people is global warming, not self-aggrandizing solo sales. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Justin McElroy as we talk about it's a particularly interesting aspect of the youth movement, youth politics, and we'll be back to talk about it here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil.
This is the world famous Bill Henry.
All right, well, if you're talking about global warming, we have Justin McElroy joining us here from L.A. Canyon High School. He's the junior class president. We're talking about Abby Sunderland. She's your age, Justin. You're 16, correct?
I just turned 17, but, pretty much. I mean, it's the same age group, but that's what I meant, you know.
All right, well, let me get to the comment you made during the break, and then we'll get to some phone calls. You said that she would do much better instead of a, quote, photo op in the Indian Ocean, as you called it, to go into the Gulf and help clean it up.
That is correct, yes, sir.
How is she going to clean up the Gulf in a sailboat?
Mr. Henry, I think that, you know the answer to that question. I mean, if you're going to go around and, you know, kiss up to the adult political establishment, that just sailing your boat into the Gulf, people will go, you know, wow. I mean, that's a good situation. Instead, she goes down to the Indian Ocean for a photo op, you know. And
what do you mean a photo op, man? I mean, that's where the mast on her boat snapped off.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but her brother had already gone around the world. I know how I am with my sister, and did he want her to beat the record, or, I mean, did he fiddle about on her boat?
Are you saying that her brother caused...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that something tells me that she knew that she wasn't going to make it because it is a long shot, and then she could be in the Indian Ocean, and, you know, there's all these aerial shots and everything, and everyone, just like you have me on your show right now, the whole world is looking down there like she's all this, you know? And I just think with the World Global Warming White Paper of the youth movement, it's taking a back seat to, you know, her busted mast.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here on the Phil Henry Show for Justin McElroy. Arch in Topeka. Go ahead, Arch, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi there. You know, I
yes.
guess as I listen to the folks that are talking on the program tonight, it really occurs to me that what Adam's doing is absolutely a tremendous thing for the youth of America. The first thing that pops into my mind is Olympic athletes. You think about what the Olympic athletes go through their training process. It is absolutely different from what the average American kid is doing nowadays. Does that make them any less of a citizen just because they're trying to better themselves?
Well, I don't know how it makes her better to pretend like she's going to, you know, she's better than me. How does that make her better? Because I'm doing stuff that every kid does, and she's going out trying to pretend like she's better than me. And all she did was sink in, or not, she didn't sink, but she almost sunk in the ocean, in the Indian Ocean.
She's pursuing her passion. Arch? Years. I think everyone that pursues a passion deserves to be credited for that, regardless of what the passion
really?
Is.
I mean, well, you live in a town where I think, I forget it, the BTK, he pursued a passion.
BTK, that was Wichita.
I thought this gentleman...
No, he's in Topeka.
Well, I mean, I think it just depends, you know, on what you mean by passion, but... The World White Paper, the youth movement, and the World White Paper. I would much rather have had her, you know, get real and sign the white paper, and not pretend like she's, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever she's doing.
7-6, Phil. Let's go over to George. George, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. Name's George. This is my second night listening.
Yes,
to
sir.
You, man, I got to tell you, I love your show. You tell it how it is. Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't have that filter in my brain that tells me not to say certain things. I just say it. Real quick, I just want to say, you know, I'm not trying to bash this kid that's on the radio with you right now, but it sounds to me like he's got his own issues that he's, you know, it's a jealousy thing for him, you know, and it's unfair for him to say that.
No, I'm not jealous. Like, what am I going to be jealous about? That she's
sunk? I'm just saying you're trying to lump all teenagers into this category of Facebook and Xbox Live and stuff like that. I'm not that much older than a teenager. I'm 27. I've been in the military, and I'm a law enforcement officer now, and I've been doing law enforcement all my life. You know, I work with gang members and high school students right now. That's part of my job. You know, and the thing is I know plenty of high schoolers that don't just like to get on Facebook or don't just like to play Xbox 360. They like doing other things. You know, they like doing other things.
Well, yeah. I do too, but I mean, I'm not trying to make other kids look bad by, you know, sucking up to the sailboat.
But you basically made it sound like she's doing this because, you know, she wants to make other people look bad. I mean, get off her back, dude. She likes sailing. So what? You know,
she's positioning herself politically. Well, I think she's positioning herself politically in the adult political establishment, you know. So she goes out and does something the adults are going to be kissing on her for. Oh, wow, aren't you great? She's all like that thing.
How does sailing a boat have anything to do with political views? That'd be like saying if I got on Xbox 360 and played Halo to run for a communist party. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, no adult will respect you for playing Halo, but they will respect you if you pretend like you want to go around the world in a boat, which she knew she was going to sink.
But I got to correct you. She didn't sink. Okay.
Well, I thought she sank.
She didn't sink. She lost the mast.
Well, in any way, adults are going to go, that's cool, not because you're playing Xbox, you know. So I think she sold us out. I think she knew that she was going to make us look like the biggest dorks on earth.
Honestly, I don't agree with you. I think she was doing something that she loved. And Phil, if I could just say... You know, I think it's unfair to make the statement, you know, she's a 16-year-old girl and she tried to sail around the world. She shouldn't be applauded because she's a 16-year-old girl. She should be applauded for actually just being a person trying to sail around the world. That in itself is an
Well, I agree, regardless. But you've got a lot of people saying she shouldn't have been allowed to go because she's a girl, and I don't agree with that, you know.
I don't agree with that either, and the reason why I was saying
I don't think she should have been allowed to go.
What I said earlier, I was talking to the screener earlier. I'm a law enforcement officer.
Uh-huh.
I've worked with several female officers that maybe weigh a buck 20 soaking wet. And they've been in fights with me, they've backed me up, and I felt safer
what about
with
pirates?
Them. Than I'm sorry?
Hold on. What? What did you say?
What about pirates?
What about pirates?
They could have attacked her, and then you've got pirates that are...
That's part of any risk. That's a given. You know,
The pirate. A pirate could attack a solo male guy. What's he going to do?
A guy can fight it off. You can fight it off if you're a guy.
No, you can't, man. Not with a bunch of cats. All right. Well, listen, officer. Thank you so much. Exactly. George, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Justin McElroy joining us, a high school junior who believes that Abby Sunderland's trip around the world was to make all other kids look bad. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
She thinks she's better than us.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. With us is Justin McElroy. He, a high school student from L.A. Canyon High School. As we talk about the Abby Sunderland story from another perspective, that from the perspective of youth. And before we get back to our phone calls, the discussion veered toward this young lady, her safety. You're mentioning piracy.
I was mentioning the likelihood that there are pirates down there. You know, but Mr. Henry, there's one other thing I think that needs to be mentioned about at this time, and I don't know that people... There's no American ship in the area that is going to be rescuing her. We have to rely on the Australians, and we have to rely on the French. And that's, for me, really embarrassing. As Americans, don't we have like a submarine or something? But we can't even use a submarine because submarines are on different missions. They're used for different kind of military purposes. And so if there are submarines in the area and they are being used on a mission and she and her life is in danger, the submarine would have to let her die.
Why?
Because...
What are you talking about? If an American submarine was in the area, it couldn't rescue her?
No, because submarines are generally on covert operations. And to have a submarine surface and try to rescue her, that would give away to, the Chinese and also the Russians and the Koreans where our submarines are. So they'd have to let her die so nobody would know where the submarine is.
Well, I don't know what your point is, then.
My point is, why are there no American ships that are there?
Well, you just said they can't serve. We only have submarines. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Patrick in San Jose, California, listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Patrick. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I just wanted to say, she's not trying to belittle any other teenager. She's just doing what she loves to do, and she wanted to make a significant impact in her area. She wanted to be the first teenage woman to go out and sail around the world. It's not like she was trying to belittle you or anyone else. I know you're trying to do your own thing and help global warming. I personally don't believe in that, but it's a nice thing to do. You're trying to make an impact just like she was. Everyone's trying to do their own little thing. It's not like she's trying to belittle every single person.
What do you mean you don't believe in... there's global warming, dude, believe me. And she should be helping out with it instead of going out and sinking in the Indian Ocean.
She was up against 30 to 50 foot swells in the Indian Ocean in a tiny boat. So,
why was she trying to drown? All right, I know that, but why was she making you, me, everybody else? I have another year. We're going to go back to the World Youth Council, and I got to go back looking like some kind of a doofus because I can't deliver some kid from my own town, you know?
What do you mean, can't deliver some kid?
She's in Thousand Oaks, and I'm from L.A. Canyon. And she's out sailing around and, you know, and sinking, or not sinking, but... And I go to the World Youth Movement, and they go, where is this Abby Sunderland? And I'm like, I can't, you know, she's off. It makes me look like an ass.
I don't know how it makes you look like one when you're trying to, save the world, save the climate, save, the forest.
How come you don't believe that?
The ice caps.
How come you don't... Why don't you believe about that?
I don't want to
have a...
Yeah, Okay, we don't have to.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Patrick. I mean, you can answer the question, Patrick, but that's not really what this is about, Justin.
Well, I mean, why can't I talk to him about it while she's getting all the love from everybody about her sailboat floating around? I'm here trying to do something about the planet, and she's bobbing up and down in some water.
Nice that you're trying to do this, but it's also an American life that was, we didn't know if she was dead or if she was alive. But she
That's right. It was
Hell
of a story, man. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just don't see why I can't get people to see my way while I'm here trying to talk about it, and she's bobbing up and down at home.
All right, Patrick, thank you very much for your call, man. 877-876-PHIL. That's a young guy who's probably your age, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, he's not on board with, there's a lot we got to do about global warming. And meanwhile, she's doing her nails waiting for the French Navy to bring her breakfast. God.
877, you sound really frustrated.
I am.
She's waiting for the French Navy to bring her breakfast while she's doing her nails. She could have died out there, man. You know?
Yeah, she could have died. You know, you're right. But then she didn't have to be there. She could have been helping clean out those. If you saw some of those ducks from the Gulf, she could have been cleaning that out.
If she'd gone to the Gulf and helped with the whole oil spill thing, maybe that would have been a nice PR move. But it's not what she wanted to do. Here is John in Toronto listening on CFRB. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I listened to a program. A 15-year-old girl asked her parents if she can go to Africa. And the mother was basically that she didn't want her to go. The father decided to let her go. A couple of years later, she's now teaching in Korea and other countries English to the countries where she goes. You know, because her father let her go to Africa for a missionary group.
Well, that's kind of sexist of you to say that, though.
Why?
Because he said the father's the one that did the good decision and the mother didn't know. And the other thing is, if she goes to Africa, right, what if she winds up, I mean, seriously, like in a soup pot or something? Because they do still have that.
That's the chance the father took, and he prayed about it every day when she was over there. And you know what? There's other women that achieve. You know, why are we trying to put women in a bottle that they can't achieve or do things at a young age? You know, I'm proud of this girl that did what she did.
Well, I'm not saying that, you know, all I'm saying is, why does she have to do that at the expense of my generation to make us look like we're doing, you know, we're sitting around huffing, you know, like, you know, canned air and everything like that?
Well, then you should be getting off your butt and go out and do something. Instead of sitting there playing games, go out and do some more achievement. Go out and have a life.
You know, I do what every other teenager does. I'm in school. I'm gaming. Okay? I'm not huffing compressed air, you know?
So why do you have to do what every other teenager does? Why can't you have a will of your own and do something other than what's in the bottle?
That's what our generation does. I mean, that's who we are. And she goes out, and she says, yeah, I'm going to go do this. And all other kids, what are my age, they're all disorganized and scraggly and are addicted to probably, you know, bleach. I mean, you know, it's bad because it sends the wrong message to adults that every other teenager is not to be trusted and is not to be allowed to do anything like drive. Forget it. She's already got you buffaloed, man.
Well, no, dude. You're just saying that you think that this girl did this maliciously against your generation. There's no evidence that she did that. Thanks very much for your call, John. All she did was go out and enjoy her own life. Here is Ray in Houston, Texas. Ray, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Well, she's enjoying her own life, though, and other adults are looking at us and going, why can't you go sail?
Yeah, are they still ducking?
to the Antarctica.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, as a parent, I would be very proud of my daughter for having the nerve to try that. And I'm sure if they had her, she was trained, she knew exactly what she was doing, I would have been worried to death.
What about me? What about me? What about my generation? Because while she knows how to sail, right, and now
all the adults see her as the example, and they think that because I game,
why don't you just do something better with your life?
I got to go out and learn how to sail now. Who said that I wanted to do that?
Nobody says you got to sail.
That's what they're all going to want us to do. Look at this, guys. What am I supposed to do?
I thought you said that you weren't huffing, man, because it sounds like you are.
Dude, I'm not huffing, and excuse me, sir, I got a 4.0, a grade point average, okay? I'm on my student council. I'm just saying that I don't want to go out and sail. And
nobody is saying you got to sail.
Well, it will be because of what she did.
I taught my sons how to ride dirt bikes when they were little kids, man. They're great riders now. You know, you don't wait until they're adults to teach them something.
What's that? What good does that do? Ride a dirt bike. I mean, what about?
What good does it do?
I have some fine young men.
Go and
explore new worlds where no man has gone before. I don't think so.
Okay, thank you, and congratulations on your sons there, Ray. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Jackie here. Jackie is in San Antonio listening on KRPT. Hello, Jackie. Go ahead.
I just wanted to tell this guy, you know, we have a lot of issues going on, and sometimes what America needs is just have some positive news coming out, and I think that's what this girl's trying to do.
Good point.
She's trying to show people that, you know, it's good to take up a hobby like sailing. And make it a long-term goal, you know?
I agree with that, but why can't the good news be that the youth of America are combining their efforts with the World Youth Movement White Paper of 2010 to eliminate global warming by 20, you know, whatever they wanted to do, you know, 40 or something. And instead, the good news is a girl bobbing and... If you read a headline like that, you know, teenage girl is bobbing or whatever, to me that's just what they're trying to do in order to make it be shocking. And
what are you talking about, man? Are you talking about this Abby Sunderland?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you're telling? I haven't seen that headline.
It's possible. It's possible.
Has it happened yet? Has it happened yet?
No, ma'am, it has not happened yet, and I'm praying to God that it doesn't. I'm praying to God.
You know, I'm also hoping that she completes this, her goal, you know, positively. I hope it comes out with a good outcome. You know,
how's she going to do that? She lost the mast on her ship.
All of this global warming is taking a long time. It's a long process. But in the meantime, what positive headlines do we have to look forward to? You know what I'm saying?
What can we enjoy these days, you know, while we're waiting for the whole world to go to hell because of global warming, while of this and that? What can we enjoy?
Well, Mr. Henry, you can go ahead and enjoy this girl, you know, floating around. Meanwhile, I'm doing the good, hard work of making sure that the planet is going to have enough sustainable air to breathe while she's out sucking most of the air down, giving speeches.
All right, Jackie. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, there's nothing more to be said.
Global warming is... What if, for some odd reason, it's a natural process?
Hold on. Would you be quiet, kid?
Yeah.
I'm younger than this guy, and I'm being more mature about this issue.
Are you talking about ice station
Zebra? And I'm trying to say is what if global warming is just a natural process? The ice age happened, you know, and what if it's now it's the world's turn to heat up?
Because if you've ever heard Al Gore's movie. You can see it, and I'd be happy to give you a link where you can go watch.
I watched it. And
he explained it all.
Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm sure that the human population has also accelerated it, but at the same time, it was probably already coming.
I'm trying to make sure that everything is good instead of going on a pleasure cruise, simply because all these animals went extinct and the world kind of cleansed itself by freezing over,
and then these other, you know, humans came along, and that's how these new creatures came to be, is just by the world kind of freezing itself and starting fresh. Maybe it's time to start fresh again for the world.
I mean, what do you think this is, like Jolly Green Giant or something? We're talking about people.
No, no.
Don't be a smartass, okay?
That. She's talking about the Earth like
okay,
a,
no,
a
box
of peas.
No, what I'm trying to say is that it's a possibility. You know, all these people are saying, oh, it's a human's fault. It's not completely
well,
our
man.
Fault. We could have accelerated
but you're talking
it.
About freezing it over like we're fish sticks or something. And what I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I'm talking about the
real...
history, sir. This is about the history. What happened
right.
in the
this
ice
is the history
age?
Of the planet, okay? The Ice Age, is, as Jackie is saying. And
Mr. Henry, you don't understand it any better than she does.
Excuse me. And I think Jackie's done a very good job of explaining it. Jackie, thank you. We have to take a break. I appreciate your call very much. 877-876-PHIL. And I have to ask you now, everybody is talking about something you seem to want to avoid, and that is, can't you give this young lady the credit of wanting to actually go out and do this?
Mr. Henry, I've never denied that she didn't want to go do it. I'm saying she also knows that while she does it, the rest of us, just we're sitting here twisting in the breeze.
Twisting in the breeze, an entire generation.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
877-876-PHIL. With me is Justin McElroy talking about Abby Sunderland. Was her exploit an ego trip to suck up to the adult political establishment while the rest of our youth work on issues like global warming? Or is this kid just jealous and upset that she's getting a lot of love from a lot of people? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil, and with us Justin McElroy, as we discuss Anna Abby Sunderland, a young woman who Justin believes, and he is a teenager from L.A. Canyon High School. He believes that she is positioning herself politically. You use the words, Justin, to suck up to the adult political establishment with her attempted sail around the world. Let's go to a phone call here as we conclude this hour. Anna in Houston, listening on KPRC. Anna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I'd like to know what this young man, he keeps on talking about all the things he's doing for global warming. I would like to know
something
concrete. What have you done in the last week for global warming?
Well, we're collecting, we've got a youth, we have the youth bottle campaign where we're collecting bottles to recycle, and light bulbs. We're changing out the light bulbs in all of the elderly residences, as well
I've
passed out literature. Well, I mean, you want me to
tell
you?
I've got two children.
And
okay.
We passed
well,
out
first
literature.
Of all, you're passing out.
You know, can I finish?
Okay, you've already told
out
me
literature.
Three or four things.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And the better question is, what did Abby Sunderland do? She is waiting for the French Navy. To use more gasoline to bring her breakfast.
I've been hearing you. I have never in my life,
Mr. Henry.
I have never in my life called a radio station, but I am
why?
So angry of what you're saying. I can hardly talk.
Well, you know how to dial a phone, right?
Sir, I have two children. My children.
Yeah.
You said you have a 4.0. My gosh,
are they teens?
I get to know your school. My child is a 4.2, and she could speak better English in fourth grade than you can. And, sir, if you are gaming, you are using a lot of power because I have got a lot of those gamings around. And if I were
yeah, but
parent,
I'm not using gasoline like the French Navy's got to use to go bail
where
to
you
go
cannot
bail her
say
out.
Any more idiot things. Are you telling me because of global warming we cannot, there's no more Olympic Games?
Yes, because there's global warming, you can't have no more sailing.
You're saying she thinks she's better than you. I've got news for you. She's
right.
much better than you or your ever
see?
Even.
See what I'm saying? And she's got you.
Much.
She's got you buffaloed into believing it too.
Idiot! You are beyond an idiot. If I were your parents, I would take the phone away from you and put you somewhere where
well,
you.
Well, my parents are proud of me. My parents
good
let
night.
Me speak my
Thank
mind
you.
As opposed to you. You don't let your kids say anything.
Well, she hung up.
Do you think?
What does that mean? Yes, you know what? I'm not the enemy here, Justin. I'm just trying to interview you, and you don't have to be rude to me.
Well, you know, she hung up. I could hear it go click. I mean, Mr. Henry, all we're trying to say is I can call up like some lady like that. I go, hi, ma'am. I'm Justin McElroy, and I represent the Youth Movement Global Warming White Paper. Click. Okay? And then I can go and call, like, Abby Sunderland's parents. Hi, Ms. Sunderland. I know your daughter is doing a float. You know, she's a floater or, you know, whatever. Click. You know,
what do you mean a floater?
Well, what I mean is she's sailing. I didn't know what the difference is. I don't know anything about sailing, Mr. Henry, because I've never had the good fortune to have nobody invite me on a boat. I game. I go to school. I go to dances. We go to raves. I stop huffing compressed air. We do balloons. Then I go home. Then I sleep. Then I game. Then I go and I get a 4.0. And also the youth movement, what I'm doing for global warming. And this girl goes out, and she's officially a floater, and they're bringing her breakfast, and I can't get any love. That's all I'm saying about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Officially a floater.